This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 19th. I'm Paul Plack. Qantas now says it may not start flying its fleet of Airbus A380 Super Jumbos again until December, following the catastrophic failure of a Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engine on one of the aircraft. Boeing has made plans to bring home two 787 Dreamliners that were being tested in South Dakota and California. The plans have been approved by the FAA. A New York-based analyst with Morgan Stanley is now predicting that Boeing may have to delay first deliveries of the 787 Dreamliner into sometime in 2012. The FAA announced yesterday it's proposing that all pilot certificates include photos of the certificate holder. NASA has received what it describes as a much-improved financial statement audit opinion for the 2010 fiscal year. Dart Helicopter Services says its subsidiary, Apical Industries, has received EASA approval for its cable cutters kit for the Eurocopter EC-145. The UK's Royal Air Force will install Avadyne's TAS-600 series traffic advisory systems in its fleet of Grob training aircraft under terms of a contract announced on Tuesday. Frontier Airlines, a wholly owned subsidiary of Republic Airways Holdings, officially moved its Houston operations from George Bush Intercontinental Airport to William P. Hobby Airport, effective yesterday. And airport security scanners in use at Amsterdam Schiphol Airport may be a much better idea than the ones we're using in the U.S. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Senior Aviation Medical Examiner Dr. Brent Blue tells us whether the Allied Pilots Association is warranted in its concerns over pilots or anyone else being exposed to radiation by AIT scanners at airports. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.